You're listening to the audio production of Move On by Vicki Courtney, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Julie Lyles Carr.
Preface: The Mess That Changed Everything. On the morning of April 19, 2011, I pushed the publish button on a blog post that changed the course of my ministry. Most important, it profoundly altered my view of God and allowed me to see His gift of grace and mercy in a new light. I opened the post with these words. Few would argue that the "Mom, I'm pregnant" announcement is at the top of a parent's list of knock-the-breath-out-of-you announcements you hope never to hear from your unmarried child. As someone who has written on the topic of sexual purity, I have stated often that my kids are not exempt when it comes to worldly temptations. I was humbly reminded of this fact a few weeks ago when my oldest son delivered the news, "Mom, I think Casey may be pregnant." Ryan and Casey are good kids who made a bad choice. 2 months into their engagement, they let their guard down, and as a result, they face a new challenge. Shortly after marrying, they will become parents. I want to give you a bit more background about that morning, just 6 weeks prior, when I learned about the pregnancy. Ryan had recently graduated from college and was living at home before the big wedding in July. His fiancée was finishing her last semester of college 800 miles away. When he left for work that morning, I was sitting in my living room in my favorite writing chair, reading over the final manuscript for a new Bible study for mothers of sons called 5 Conversations You Must Have with Your Son. In my lap were the final page proofs for the book, and I was putting the finishing touches on conversation number 3, "Not Everyone's Doing It," and other naked truths about sex you won't hear in the locker room. Yep, it was all about sexual purity, and it provided some handy tips on how we as parents can encourage our sons to save sex for marriage. In addition to the Bible study, I had also written a book by the same title, and it was due to hit the bookstore shelves just weeks after I made the announcement above on my blog. I'll go ahead and pause here and give you a minute to clear the lump in your throat regarding the irony of the rather awkward timing of my son's announcement. I was absorbed in proofing conversation number 3 when my boy walked back through the front door after leaving for work just 15 minutes before. I assumed he had forgotten something, but when I saw the look on his face, I knew something wasn't right. It was one of those mother's intuition moments. I immediately got up to meet him halfway as he made a beeline for me. He was ashen, and his voice quaked. "Mom, I can't stand it any longer. I had to come back and tell you something." My 6-foot-1 boy fell into my arms and mumbled through tears, "Mom, I think Casey may be pregnant." In that moment, I was not an author. I was not a speaker. There was no thought what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?